Welcome back to the Up North podcast. I'm Sarah Yacoub.
And I'm Kirk Bankstead.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, and we're playing Lawyers, Guns, and Money because there's going to be a theme developing here, and that's about the legal fights that surround our school boards and our courts, trying to make things a little cleaner and less politicized for life up north. But first, the usual thanks, as always, to our wonderful hosts at News Talk 92.7 in Madison. That's our broadcast home every Wednesday evening at 7. You can use their Devil Radio app to catch our show or any of the fine programs here on the home of Devil's Advocates Radio. As a podcast, you can catch us weekends at our website, upnorthpodcast.com, or any of the usual places where you can subscribe and listen to us. So Kirk and Sarah, again, we played Philadelphia Freedom going into the break because I was away in Philly last week, but I did watch and listen to the show when I got back. And honestly, the line that stood out to me most from what you guys did last week, you had a guest, Beth from Waukesha County, a concerned parent, said that it was very much on brand for Wisconsin, that it was up to a brewery to show more leadership for keeping our kids safe than what right-wing legislators and activists were doing. And, you know, that's where the super PAC comes in, Kirk.
Yeah, Pat. So, you know, I never thought I'd be doing this a year ago. And I don't think Sarah thought she'd be part of the super PAC a year ago. But, you know, Wisconsin is so crazy. We are so crazy that I felt like I had to do something. And, you know, we're, you know, making good trouble up north. But, you know, it's not only the legislature that's now kind of screwed up, it's school boards around the state of Wisconsin that are kind of now becoming crazy. And so, yeah, so it's time to battle them as well with some super PAC dollars.
Well, and the nice thing about being able to have these conversations when it's not election season is there's this misconception that if something bad's going on, we'll hear about it. This idea that the media is liberal, so that if someone's doing something wrong, they'll hear about it. And the reality is we really don't. And if we wait until election season to talk about these things, then they never get discussed and it all turns into sort of political election time noise. But yeah, with the school boards, you know, we've got these phony issues, these non-issues. Critical race theory is not something taught in our K-12 schools, but you would never know it being in one of our school board meetings. And you actually have local candidates that are being fed these things from right-wing propaganda machines to try to get people up in arms about it.
And it's so, not even that. It's Kirk, it's right down to the vocabulary, like a list of you know, words that they're trying to censor from our kids' history lessons.
Yeah. So let me tell you some of these words. I got them written down. So the legislature passed the Republican legislature of Wisconsin passed this crazy critical race theory bill, and they included words that should not be taught in school. And these words include diversity, equity, anti-racism, cultural awareness, examine systems, oppressor versus oppressed, patriarchy, representation and inclusion, whiteness, and woke. Like
I would just like Sarah's take on a bunch of guys banning the word patriarchy from being used in schools. Sarah, any thoughts on this whatsoever?
You know, gaslighting comes to mind of, you know, girls sit
they probably ban that word too. So
yes, and implicit and explicit bias. I just went to a really cool training that talked about something like a million different sensory receptions in a given day, and we process 40 of them. And so we are forming implicit biases every day of our lives because we process all this information that we can't even begin to be conscious of. And to not be able to talk about it is just silly.
And so let's go into that a bit more on a couple of different fronts. But let's go back to critical race theory, which I'm going to say over and over again is not a thing. It is a code phrase for whitewashing history. And as I'm going to tell you in a couple of minutes, parents overwhelmingly want a proper and full history to be taught. But again, Sarah, as an attorney, you know, critical race theory is an actual thing, but it's an actual thing at the law school level, basically, right? Where you get really deep into you know, what the law does and what the history of the law does. What else can you say about what it actually is?
So from even better than that, it's a graduate level seminar type level of specificity and really looking at the theory of different sociological issues and how people have come to be in the situations that they're in and looking at different dynamics, whether it's the economy, whether it's crime statistics, but looking at it from systems of oppression over, you know, generations. But this is simply not something that we're talking about in our schools. The other thing, Kirk, that I thought was really interesting is they're even telling schools that they can't teach their staff any of these issues as well. So, you know, if you've got teachers that are being inappropriate, I mean, how often do we hear about, you know, it's rare, but it happens, you know, like a teacher being inappropriate with a student, whether it's race, whether it's gender, whether, you know, any number of things.
Well, what you saw in Wausau a couple of weeks back, you know.
Yes, with the teacher dressing up as a Native American in a way that was really disrespectful to that heritage. And, you know, to not be able to train people, I mean, from an economical business standpoint, who wants to do business in a state where we're breeding this sort of learned stupidity?
So let me bring it back to like the 5,000 degree, you know, bird's eye view. So we've been saying that critical race theory is not an issue that anybody cared about or anybody still cares about. And it's being that and now anti-masking in schools, because last year kids were putting masks on and they were okay with it. And it wasn't like hurting them. It wasn't giving them foul air, which I've heard way too much. And it's, they're still okay wearing masks and it's the appropriate thing to do given the science. These issues are that's a strategy for the right wing, kind of world to actually gain power at the local level. They want a QAnon super, you know, their Trump cult to get so jazzed up about racism, because there's a lot of racism in the QAnon world, and they want to get jazzed up about this fake sense of freedom about like the masks and everything, that they actually run for school board, they run for county board, they run, and if they can start controlling the county boards, then, oh, maybe we can get a county clerk elected. Maybe we can understand the ballot box a little bit better, you know, in a state like Wisconsin, where the president only won by 20,000 votes. I mean, it is an insidious and it is a completely cynical non thing that they're doing to try to gain power locally. And it's just evil.
And in so doing, they will be able to weaken public education, which has long been a goal, and then smother any progress being made toward diversity, equality, and inclusion. And so it only makes sense that we set the record straight, because some would say, don't give these folks oxygen, don't give them attention. But they're already getting the attention, because sadly, a lot of news media will chase the shiny object, and they will chase the thing that's making a lot of noise, even if it's not founded in anything that is real, even if it is a tiny minority of public opinion. But noise sells. And so we do have to, unfortunately, talk about these things to say that, to basically, not to sound on defense, but to set the record straight, that when you teach your children, I'm just talking to you white people, just come a little closer to the speaker here, white people, when we're talking about what white people long ago did, and a lot of it wasn't very nice, talking about it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make your kid a bad person. In fact, it makes them a better person. And that's what history is trying to make sure we don't repeat bad behaviors and old mistakes. And as we're seeing more and more now, and Kirk's going to talk about it in the last segment, you know, if you don't learn from history, you are condemned to repeat it. And our very democracy is at stake. So it is okay to talk about these things. And, you know, then making the pivot to anti-masking, it is still okay to wear a mask In fact, it's the thing you should be doing most if you don't want to spread something that is still with us. The pandemic is not over, and parents want their kids back in school, but they want their kids back in school safely, Sarah. That's the whole point, is to have this safe environment.
Yes, and you know, it just astounds me. Surgeons wear masks for very long, lengthy surgeries, and they're not dropping like flies. So this whole idea that wearing a mask and we're all going to die of this idea of CO2 poisoning is so silly. And then we look at countries like Japan, where it's part of their cultural heritage now to wear a mask to be a good member of the community and not spread germs separate and apart from the pandemic. And they're doing great. And so this idea that, you know, you can't wear a mask to run into Target or when you're inside a building is just nonsense. And I know I want my kids to be safe. My kindergartner wears a mask all day and handles it better than a lot of adults in the community.
They do, yeah. by and large, although I got to say, one of my grandsons is six, and one of my friends teaches six-year-olds. And I think the kids are learning, but certainly that first year, you got to teach them to stop biting on the mask and sucking on it. And pretty soon there's a hole in the mask. Those poor teachers are going through so many extra masks as they learn how to wear them properly, but they do learn how to wear them properly and stay safe.
My three-year-old is a certified anti-masker. We're in the airport and he's like, no, I'm not wearing it. I'm like, oh, yes, you are. You see, Papa's crazy. I'm wearing, you put it on. And he's like, I don't want to wear the mask. And I'm like, where are you coming from?
Well, maybe he's watching, you know, Fox News while you're not paying attention.
Not in our house.
So just like the critical race theory, there's a very loud, small segment of people who are encouraged by conservative talk radio and kind of alt-right media to go to school boards and be really loud.
But they're small. May I share some numbers with you?
Yes, please share the numbers.
Here's the thing. The reason you don't go to school boards and make noise when they're doing something right is because they're doing something right. And you're in the majority, by the way, for thinking that. Latest polling from Navigator Research shows the public supports vaccine mandates as proposed by President Biden, 57% to 38% overall, including a 7-point margin in favor among independents. 69% of Americans think that vaccine opposition is prolonging the pandemic. The latest Monmouth University poll shows 2 out of 3 Americans, 66%, support requiring that face masks be worn by students, teachers, and staff in schools. And that is not just a blue state thing.
Say that again, 66%?
66% of Americans support face mask safeguards in schools, including 68% in blue states and 63% in red states.
Would you ever think that, given the media that we hear in Wisconsin day in and day out?
No, you would not. And the same goes for teaching history in its most complete form. In a recent USA Today poll, 63% support educating the nation's youth on the ongoing effects of slavery and racism. So I'll say it again. People want safe schools. They want their kids back in school so long as they're safe. And they don't want their kids history lessons whitewashed. The noise is meant to attract media attention, but it doesn't make it popular and reminds us again how important our local elections are in the spring and those down ballot races in the fall, Kirk.
And it's important to make sure that when there's loud voices hurting kids by making school boards not mandate masks for kids that are too young to be vaccinated, somebody's got to step forward and sue those school boards.
Has somebody done that recently? wait. Update. Kirk Bankstead with an update.
Do you want Sarah to give the update here? I'll give the update. We just dropped the lawsuit in the Eastern half.
Dropped as in filed.
Filed. Sorry. Yeah. We didn't drop a record. Yeah. Our lawyer filed a lawsuit with plaintiffs in Waukesha against the Waukesha School Board. And we will, you know, it will, it's a class action suit, which will scoop up all school boards that aren't following CDC guidelines. We plan to file another lawsuit in the Western District of Wisconsin as soon as we can kind of get this one filed. And it's not because we want to force people to do stuff. I mean, it's, yes, we do want to force people to do stuff. We shouldn't have to force people to do stuff. It should be common sense, but we're not going to let a small vocal minority be the lowest common denominator of Wisconsin. We want to have a greatest common multiple in Wisconsin, and that is doing the right thing, abiding by science. And if it takes a lawsuit to do that, then it takes a lawsuit to do that.
And so that lawsuit's been filed, and there are parents in other school districts that are considering doing the same. So you really do finally have the proper backlash against these extreme positions that put students, staff, and teachers' health in jeopardy. And so, you know, that's something that your super PAC has been working on. Sarah, you know as well the importance of having a group like this to do that.
And, you know, understanding that there's going to be some pushback, and our Facebook page is turned into a world of fun with Trumpers, as you might imagine. But, you know, it feels good to do something to speak up. You know, we're on the right side of science. We're on the right side of history. This will save lives. We know the data is clear. This saves lives.
So we will continue our theme of lawyers, guns, and money without the guns with Doug Poland, litigation director from Law Forward, to talk about legal action against those who are trying to rig our maps. Coming up next, you're up north.